Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on another Weekday Meditation. This morning, let me take you to 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, where the Scripture says, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Now think about that. His divine power, God's power, has given us already everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. My friend, before we meditate today, I want to remind you that God has already given you everything you need to live for Him in this lifetime. And I encourage you to stretch out and be able to find a place where you are comfortable with quietude and solitude. And join me in this time of prayer. God, thank you that in your power you have given me everything that I need to live this life for you. Although I can do nothing apart from you, I can do everything through you. So Lord, today would you hear our prayer and would you give us a time of sweet meditation as we bring everything before you and lay it at your feet. In Jesus' precious name. And of course, we all said amen. So right now, I invite you to start your time of meditation by simply offering up two things that you're grateful for right now. When we are grateful for what we have is always enough. When we're grateful, we remain humble. When we're grateful, we remain teachable. And those things are essential in our walk with Christ. So Lord, today, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And now I ask you to bring one thing before the Lord that you know that only He could do today. What is that one thing that only the Lord could do for you today? And whatever that is, bring that before Him right now. Well, and amen. Now, I invite you to bring a friend or a coworker, a boss, an employee, bring a neighbor, somebody that you know needs the power of Christ to touch their life today. And so I invite you now, bring that one person before the Lord and say, Lord, would you do? And then fill in that blank for that person right now. Lord, would you do? And now let's breathe for just a second or two so we can settle our soul and let our muscles relax. We can be comfortable. We can be in solitude and in quietude to hear God speak back to us, which is the beauty of meditation. Meditative prayer is the ability for us to not only bring our request before the Lord, but to hush and listen to His word as well. God, I believe, without any hesitation, tells us in the Scriptures that He will speak to us, but we have to train our ear, train our heart to receive His prompting, His nudging, and His voice. And so let's breathe, kind of separate us from the hectic pace of what our life is and stepping into the presence of God where there is nothing like that ever. Let's draw in a deep breath, hold it, and then we're going to send it out. Ready? And let's bring in one more big blast of air and then push it out as if we were getting rid of all of our anxiety and frustration in this world. You ready? And so I'm going to mind the time, and I invite you to take a couple of moments now and just be still and quiet and hear the voice of God. I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Remember, His divine power has given us everything we need to live this life today in a godly sense through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and His own goodness. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back again on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.